were there any major developments between then and the Civil War? I suppose they began developing the ranch land and got cattle and...
Well, if you want to, before we get to the Civil War, you want to talk about the Texas Revolution?
Okay, we'll talk about that a bit now. We'll have a number of other things to cover, and we really just need a brief account of this, but we would like to know the major events that...
Do you want to talk about the Civil War now?
It doesn't matter. You can mention a few things about the...
Of course, grandfather was not living during the Civil War, but my own grandfather joined the Civil War when he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from San Antonio to El Paso and on out into New Mexico. And he was in several battles there. I believe it was the Battle of Glorieta. And then evidently he was in the cavalry, because when they dispersed, he was in El Paso, and he had to walk all the way back to San Antonio. Their horse gave out, and he said then he would never be without a horse, and he raised some fine horses, and he had plenty of them. But after the war, he came back to San Antonio, and then he was on, they put him on a boat, they took him to Houston, and he was on an old boat there that all they had for fortification was cotton bales, and he took part in the capture of the federal boats there in the Galveston area.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back to the ranch, and he and my grandmother were married, and he built this two-story house that is currently standing.
Okay.
We have recently gotten the marker for.
Okay, now you've done a sketch of the old home place, and if you'll just tell us the main rooms in the in the first floor.
In the first floor, there was a long front porch with, we called it a gallery. Back in those days, they were referred to as galleries.
Mm-hmm.
there were two large rooms in the main part of the building.
Mm-hmm.
When my brother remodeled it, there was a single tree log that went the entire length of the house as a supporting beam. And in the walls were cross pieces of 12 by 12s that were cut and notched into the floor as support for the walls. That perhaps is the reason it's still standing.
Against all those hurricanes.
yes. There were two doors leading from one each from the bedroom, one into the hallway towards the stair, the other went into a big dining room. The house was sort of in an L shape, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
This was a large dining room here. This main part was built in 1868. In 1874, this kitchen area was put on the east side. And this was one large room here for the kitchen, and then there was a pantry on the extreme east end of that, where they kept all of their provisions. They went to town once a month in a wagon and brought back provisions,
mm-hmm.
as they called them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside of the dining room area was a large underground cistern, and they caught their water there. On the west side, where we have the stairway, of course we went up to the second floor. The second floor had two large bedrooms directly above the two lower bedrooms, with a front porch exactly like the lower floor. And then on the north side of the two bedrooms were two smaller bedrooms. Actually, they weren't big enough except for a bed.
Mm-hmm.